Very good evening, Zimbabwe. It's 17 hours 20 UTC, 7:20 p.m. in Zimbabwe on Sunday, June the 26th, 2016. You're listening to Studio 7 live from the Voice of America in Washington. Thank you for joining us this Sunday evening live from Washington. I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye. Amongst our top stories this evening, the opposition MDCT Secretary General dismisses allegations that he is purging those loyal to President Morgan Tsvangirai in a bid to solidify his own position.
This is completely false. As we speak now, nobody has been removed from the directorship of the MDC since 2014 when I took over as the Secretary General of the party.
And the Evangelical Fellowship of Zimbabwe says it has joined hands with other organizations to provide food assistance to those in need. And as usual, we give you the Youth Forum with Tatenda Gumbo. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. The opposition MDCT Secretary General dismisses allegations that he is purging those loyal to President Morgan Tsvangirai in a bid to solidify his own position. MDCT Secretary General Douglas Monzora speaks to Studio 7's Jonga Kanzemiri on the issue.
This is completely false. As we speak now, nobody has been removed from the directorship of the MDC since 2014 when I took over as the Secretary General of the party. We investigated this together with the President, Morgan Tsvangirai, and we found together with the directors that this information was malicious, it was false. It was coming from a group in South Africa, a group of Central Intelligence Organization people who are in South Africa, who want to destabilize the party. And this information, misinformation, came as a result of the monumental success that we have scored in our demonstrations and other activities that we have done as a party. MDC is stronger than it was before. There is a better working relationship, the best working relationship between the president and the secretary general in history, because I know my place as number five in the party. The president is number one, number two, vice president, number three is the national chairman, number four, the national vice chairman. And I am number five as the Secretary General. I want to play my position. I don't want to play other positions which I am not yet qualified to do. So this is just a smear campaign meant to destabilize the MDC because the MDC is on the rise.
What are you doing to make sure that these malicious reports or allegations do not destabilize the party?
Well, the good thing is that both the president and myself are singing from the one hymn. We are on the same page. We have understood that this is the work of detractors. And also, fortunately, the directors themselves have satisfied themselves that the rumors were false and malicious. And what we are simply doing is to improve internal communication within the MDC to show that this information is false. We urge all MDC cadres to be vigilant of the destabilizing effects of Mugabe's people. This is Mugabe's work. Mugabe cannot sustain a fair competition with a political party. So he wants to destabilize the MDC. And he thinks that because there have been problems with the various previous secretary generals, it must also apply to me. I am not Welsh Mengube. I am not Tendai Biti. I am Douglas Monzora, and I am different. I am my own person, and I see things. I am not a person who will not learn that what Biti did and what Welshman did led them to nowhere. Why should I take a path to nowhere as well? So there is no truth in that.
Do you think this has done any damage to your party?
No, not at all, because everybody in the party knows that this is false. Everybody in the party knows the modus operandi between my modus operandi. They also know the special relationship between myself and the president, which dates back to sometime in 1992, when I was employed by the Zimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions as a legal advisor. I have worked with Morgan Tsvangirai since then in the National Constitutional Assembly as well as in the MDC, in two capacities in the MDC. The first one is the spokesperson of the party, and now as the Secretary General of the party. This is meant to destabilize President Tsvangirai's party because it is on the rise. We have scored success after success. There is no answer to the numbers that we continue to attract. Even as Morgan Tsvangirai was in hospital, he was pulling more numbers than any other leader in this country. So he is a brand whom they want to debrand.
That was MDCT Secretary General Douglas Monzora speaking with Studio 7's Jonga Kandemiri. The Evangelical Fellowship of Zimbabwe says it has joined hands with other organizations to provide food assistance to those in need. Program Manager Blessing Makwara speaks to Jonga Kandemiri on the issue.
The various state bodies and their local denominations and parishes have been doing some commendable work where local churches were mobilizing local resources to be able also to assist even the needy within the church community, because these challenges affect everyone across the country. We have also been able to partner with some of our Christian NGOs like World Vision, Care Caritas, to be able to also mobilize external support and be able to then give food rations in some communities that are seriously affected, especially in Mashingo province and also in some areas in Manicaland. That has been the effort that churches have also been doing. But beyond that, we've also been able to empower the local church to work with the local community around coming up with the disaster preparedness plans. We have also been encouraging for communities to practice what we call conservation agriculture, so that where there is less rain, people are able to harvest just because of the approach of farming that communities are using. So these are some of the other efforts that we are still embarking on. We continuously also make appeals to the international community using our own other regional and national platforms for assistance in kind as well as in cash. So this is some of the work that we have been doing to try and assist the efforts by the government to address this crisis that we have.
Some children are missing school due to non-payment of school fees, especially those who used to benefit from the BEAM program. What are churches doing to help?
We also noted the same. And noting that also within the church fraternity, there are actually children who are actually on BEAM. So what we have then done is to then say, let's engage the government, because we're seeing that government is supposed to be the one paying, yet also government through its ministry as well is also denying access to education. So through those engagements with the government, we have seen now that even the social welfare, they have actually come out to actually give instruction to the Ministry of Education to say that do not stop or chase away, you know, children under BEAM from coming to school, because government is putting effort to pay that, given that the government is promoting, is working towards free education. But beyond that, we have also been mobilizing the church in itself to then say, look, if there is an opportunity to assist other orphans, to assist those that cannot pay directly the fees due to the unemployment and various challenges, let the church also contribute. So we have seen other churches reporting that they were able to engage the school development committee, and they are doing various food for work, various programs such as to go and work on behalf of the kids, or to make arrangements that allow for the payment of the fees, but whilst the child is still going to school. So more could be done. I'm sure we are still trying to see how we can be able to improve our response, but this is some of the things we have been doing at the present moment.
That was the program manager of the Evangelical Fellowship of Zimbabwe, Blessing Makwara, speaking with Jonga Kandemiri. And now we hear about the state of tourism in Zimbabwe.
My name is Francis Ngwenya. I'm the current president of the Zimbabwe Council for Tourism, which is a private sector lobby group for businesses that are in tourism. And in our organization, we have various tourism players and sub-associations, which include hoteliers, tour operators, travel agents, airlines, board of airlines association, and car hire and other related tourism bodies. The reason why our organization was formed was to have one private sector voice that communicated with stakeholders, in particular government.
Looking at the state of the economy currently, how would you say it's affected tourism to the country per se?
It has affected tourism in a big way. Tourism has been on the rebound, and the rebound is really trying to grow overseas international arrivals back to the numbers that we used to have in the late 90s, in 99, 2000, which was 600,000 international arrivals coming into the country in a year. And that fell in the 2000s, and it's been gradually climbing to the point of where currently we're getting about arrivals from that specific market, about 230. Economic impact has been driven mainly by the fact that when we started using the US dollar as a currency, Zimbabwe became an expensive destination because operating costs and everything was converted into US dollars. And the US dollar has been strengthening against other currencies, and we're more expensive than most of our neighbors. So that has been the biggest factor where we lost to try and be competitive and gain market share. And that market share is also affected by the fact that our regional competitors have got weaker currencies, in particular the rand, which has fallen from 6 to 12. And that has almost now made that destination a real attractive destination from a value, cost value perspective compared to Zimbabwe, which is dollarized.
That was Francis Ngwenya, the president of the Zimbabwe Council of Tourism. Coming up, the Youth Forum with Tsatenda Gumbo.
You are now listening to the Youth Forum, your forum focusing on your issues. Today, I'm gladly joined by Tawanda Chikosi, a Zimbabwean currently working on the app Road Rules. Tawanda, thank you so much for joining me.
It's a pleasure, Tsatenda, to always be joining you.
Tell us more about this Road Rules app.
Okay, so Road Rules is a mobile application that I developed in this country. What motivated us and inspired us to, you know, work on the solution is we realized that a lot of young people in this country, they failed their learner driver's license test, or what was locally known as the provisional driver's license test. To put it into perspective for you, as of January to December 2014, the official statistics show that over 240,000 young people sat for this government-administered exam for their learner driver's license test, and 60% of them, if not more, failed it the first time. So that motivated us then to say, you know what, wait a minute, this is a big problem. It's affecting young people who are currently affected by the socioeconomic conditions prevailing in the country. Then when we carried our research, we then realized that some people go as far as three sittings before they actually get it right. So we said, let's create something that can assist them passing the exam the first time.
Have you been able to see any tangible difference in how young Zimbabweans are doing when they're taking their provisionals?
The app is doing very well. We opened it up to the general populace for testing and getting feedback from it to start our pilot phase end of October last year. And in this pilot phase, we have already received more than 10,000 people who have used it. So I believe it has been well received, even though we haven't started marketing it and expanding it into the entire country.
And how has the experience been, you know, trying to bring up or build up a mobile application in Zimbabwe?
I would like to tell you it's never easy to build a mobile application in Zimbabwe, because intentionally when we started this as the founder, I wanted to have a mobile application that is not only unique tourism, that's something that can be scalable to other African countries. So because the problem that we are trying to solve here is not unique to Zimbabwe, but it's also inherent in a lot of other African countries too. So from the onset, we wanted to build a mobile application that is globally acceptable, but that is localized. So we needed to have a very skilled talent in terms of development or mobile app developers, and this is not easy to find in the country. Recently, we have also been participating in a lot of startup challenges and competition, which has also helped us as well in terms of raising the requested finance, as well as getting access to networks and talents.
Of course, you guys have also been able to win some of those accolades and everything. Tell us a bit quickly about what you guys have been managing to win with your app.
Okay, so in November of 2014, there's a German organization called Ampion. They ran a startup bus competition where we traveled over 3,500 kilometers across four countries. And we came together from, you know, four or five different countries. And the Road Rules idea was pitched in there. We then eventually pitched it at the Masterclass platform at the AfricaCom 2014 conference in Cape Town, and we won second place. Then in 2015, the U.S. Embassy here in Zimbabwe sponsored an organization called Udugu Institute. They were running what they call the Innovation Baraza competition, and we managed to win that. And we then secured angel investment from very prominent entrepreneurs and business people, the likes of Nigel Chanakira, Florence Yunde, Gary Thompson, just to name a few in the country. And now when Africa Total, the global energy and oil gas company, ran again what they call the Total Startup Africa Challenge across all 34 countries, we also then managed to win that competition, and it got us about 7,000. In addition to that, we're getting business training and also access to mentorship and networks.
And Tawanda, as we close here, I guess people will now ask, when are you guys going to officially release it for use?
The people in Zimbabwe can expect to benefit fully from this application early October and going forward.
And with that, I want to say thank you so very much for joining me today on the program, Tawanda Chikosi.
All right. Thank you, Tutenda. And the people out there who are listening in Zimbabwe, you need to go to Google Play Store and download the Road Rules app and check it out, and it will help you. Thank you.
That was Tawanda Chikosi, co-founder of the app Road Rules, joining me today on the Youth Forum. And as usual, this is Tatenda Gumbo, and make sure you join me next time.
Thank you, Tatenda Gumbo. This is Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington. We're going out to you on the 4930-13860 and 15460 shortwave frequencies, and on the 909 medium wave or AM frequency. And now we give you the music of Ja Preza with Eriza. And Ja Preza is expected in the United States for his maiden tour next month, so don't miss it. Now to recap on today's top stories. The opposition MDCT Secretary General dismissing allegations that he's purging those loyal to President Morgan Tsvangirai in a bid to solidify his own position. And the Evangelical Fellowship of Zimbabwe says it has joined hands with other organizations to provide food aid to those in need. Stand by for Studio 7 in Ndebele. This is Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye, wishing you a pleasant evening, a very good night, and a great week ahead from Washington.